The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 542.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild. Welcome, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here. So, are you in pain? That's a terrible way to start the show, isn't it? Well, I don't know how else to bring up this topic because it's a really legitimate question that somebody had, and many of us experience it, and sometimes chronically, and that is, what do you do when you're in physical pain? Now, we had somebody write in and say, I threw my back out. I'm in pain. Not only do I feel like I can't physically work, I don't feel emotionally like working. I'm not in a good mood. I'm crabby. I'm in pain, right? Like, I get it. And I feel that way, too, when I'm sick, when I'm under the weather, when I've had back issues and, you know, toothaches and headaches and all of those different things. And so what do you do? What do you do? Because people live with pain every single day. And sometimes it's chronic pain. And how do you maintain a good mood? And how do you stay hopeful? How do you stay happy? How do you stay motivated to work? How do you keep showing up as your best self when you've got physical pain? Because physical pain, it's got your attention, right? You are experiencing it. It's in your body. You can't get out of your body or get away from it. You're experiencing it, and it's a challenge. And I don't deny that. And I don't necessarily have all the answers on this, but I know this for sure. And I got this directly from Abraham Hicks, and I couldn't agree more. Abraham Hicks had somebody ask them what to do if they had arthritis in their legs. And the answer was, you can have arthritis in your legs and you can be fearful, or you can have arthritis in your legs and you can be hopeful. And I couldn't agree more. This is the thing, right? All of our life circumstances, you know, not just pain, like this particular listener is writing in about physical pain. But it's not just about physical pain. All of our life circumstances, no matter what they are, sometimes it feels like stuff is happening to us. Like we don't have any control over it. And many times we don't. We don't have any control over it. If something happens in our life, a sudden death, or we have a injury, or something happens in a maybe day job situation, we don't have any control over those outside circumstances. But what we do have control of is how we choose to react to them and how we choose to feel about them. And in the particular situation, we'll deal with this physical pain thing, but you're going to see it actually really applies to everything else. And that is, when you're resisting something, you're making it worse. So when you're fighting against and feeling bad and bitching about, oh my gosh, I'm in pain, I can't do this, it's so horrible, I hate this, blah, 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 you just actually make it worse. And so I'm not saying you have to be like, oh, I'm so happy, I have this really terrible migraine. But if you can somehow get into the feeling space in your body of just non-resistance, like, this is the situation, let's see how it goes, I'm going to remain hopeful. Because hope will take you very, very far. You will access different parts of your brain that you didn't have access before with hope. Hope, when you start really focusing on hope, the feeling of hope, I hope I feel better. I hope I can relax. I hope I can just take it easy. I hope that I start to feel even just 5% better every day. I hope I can find a position to sit in that feels comfortable. Hope I can find a position to lie down in that feels comfortable. I hope that I start to have better thoughts. I hope that I can start to focus my attention on something else besides this. I hope that things start to shift. I hope I start to have some emotional momentum. I hope that I start to feel better on a more consistent basis. I hope that every day I start to feel a little bit better. When you start saying those hope sentences, you start to get emotional momentum and your brain starts to take you the rest of the way there. And surprise, surprise, this isn't just about physical pain. This is about anything, any situation in your life that you deem unfixable, imposed on you, something that you didn't want, some situation that you just wish you could fix. Like you just wish, oh, I wish I could just grab hold of this and fix it and change it. Any of those situations, it's going to benefit you to just let go of it, stop the resistance, and get into the feeling of hope. I hope this feels better. I hope I have a shift. I hope I get emotional momentum. I hope I can focus and think more positive thoughts. I hope I'm starting to feel better. Your brain is naturally going to want to take you the rest of the way there. And then the other thing in regard to this, because this is directly related to being able to have the feeling of working, it doesn't matter what you do or don't do in your business. What really matters is what you think about what you do or don't do. You may not be able to sit down at a computer and pound out that webinar or be cheery and happy and write that blog and get something out there or make those phone calls and talk to people and be your best self. And that's okay. It doesn't really matter if you're taking those actions, because what matters is how you're thinking about taking or not taking those actions. Because what builds your business is your positive mindset. And sometimes the only positive mindset you can get is the feeling of hope. Sometimes you can't take yourself all the way there, up the emotional scale to feelings of belief and positive expectation and bliss and the idea that money is just flowing in mass quantities. Sometimes it's hard to feel that way. And it's okay if you don't feel that way. But this I can tell you for sure, if you can feel more hopeful and trust that whatever it is you do feel like doing is actually making you money, then you will make money. And I'm going to really give you an extreme caveat with this. Even if all you can do is nap, imagine if all you could do was just take care of yourself and nap. Imagine a mantra or a story that sounds like, I'm taking better care of myself. I'm not happy that I have this pain. I'm not happy that I threw my back out. But I've noticed that it's given me an excuse to do self-care that I've been meaning to do anyway. I've been meaning to take better care of myself and pamper myself and nurture myself a little bit more and sleep more and feel better. And I notice the more I do that, it seems to be just attracting money to me in weird ways. It's like I'm getting ideas that I never had before. And I love the idea that when I'm taking care of myself, the better me I am, the better I take care of myself, the more money that flows to me. It's so nice to know that money is coming in more and more often because I'm taking care of myself. It's so nice to know I'm getting access to better ideas because I'm taking care of myself. You know, it's funny because even though I'm in pain with my back, this is the best I've felt in years in so many other ways. It feels so good to be rested. It feels so good to know that my number one priority is the way that I feel. It's so nice to just have this space in my world to think. You know, it's so funny because my normal world, I'm so busy, and having this back injury has just allowed me to really think and really ease into new ideas and have the space to be creative and have the space to ponder life and have the space to do things that I haven't done in such a long time. That's what makes money. What makes money is me being the happiest me I can. And I realize now that I can be in pain and be happy at the same time. I can be in pain and be hopeful. I can be in pain and be ready for the next idea. I can be in pain and be open to feeling good. Right? So this is the ticket. The ticket is not what you do or don't do, but how you think about what you do or don't do. And really, it's not even how you feel, but how you process what you feel. And it's not what happens to you, but how you choose to react to what happens to you. Being a brain trainer, you have a lot of control over your internal world. You have a lot of control over your internal results. And when you focus on those positive thoughts, when you focus on the emotional momentum, when you focus and make feeling good your number one priority, you have a lot more control over your outside circumstances too. So with that, no matter how you're feeling today, physically, emotionally, spiritual, or otherwise, just know that you can focus on one good thought, then the next, 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 and onward. And off you go. You've totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?